You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Chris Lowe. I'm the Small Business Development Manager for Halifax District with Scotiabank. We're here at the Franchise Expo representing the bank. We have many national franchise programs. Therefore, a lot of the aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to buy into a franchise for the first time, we're here to talk to them, show them what we can offer from a financing point, and maybe start that conversation when they're looking for some advice and looking what banking products that we can offer them. Pleased to be, you know, the only bank that came here. We have a national franchise program, and franchising is very important to what we do here in business banking in Halifax. Therefore, it was a good investment for us to be here. What I'm talking about today with the financing of franchise is just basic tips for, like I said, aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to buy a franchise, what to look for, what the bank's going to be asking for, what kind of questions are good for them to ask, and what market research for them to do. But we're definitely pleased to be here. We have one of the largest footprints in Atlantic Canada, being the Bank of Nova Scotia. So like I said, it was a good fit. We have people from all over Atlantic Canada here today. And in most of their communities, there'd be a Scotiabank branch that can support them. As a son of a immigrant myself, so I'm first generation of my family born here in Halifax. I find that that's where we see a lot of new immigrants here today looking for that opportunity to start a business. I mean, I would think that a lot of the advice is the same for everyone. Just have an idea of what your ask is, where you're going to get the equity to invest into the business, and have an idea of what your project costs are going to be for your company. I would say that is standard advice to provide to anyone. Step one, any Scotiabank branch out there would be able to support someone coming in and have that conversation, whether it's reach out by phone or in person or email, on a website. You can request to open up a business account as well, and it will connect you with a local branch. So that would be step one. Come in and have that conversation. Depending on where you are on the process, if you already have your idea and your business plan in place, or if you're just thinking about starting a business and you just want to have an open conversation with a banker, we'll take it all, and we'll try to do the best we can to provide you what the next steps are, maybe even connect you with an accountant or lawyer that can help you with that side of the business as well. But something that wherever you are in the process, we'd be willing to have that conversation. Price tag of upfront is what a lot of people struggle with. And so having an idea of the project cost ahead of time, putting together the business plan, I would say is probably the biggest struggle that we have sometimes with clients that wouldn't have that complete picture ready to go. And there might be some missed opportunities there. If there's outstanding amounts open to the government, or some unpaid debt with another financial institution that we catch on the credit app. So just having that complete picture ready to go at the start, that's probably the biggest area that we see that delays the process.
My name is Peter Tsafoulias. I'm the Director of Franchising for Casual Dining for the MTY Group. We have a lot of different brands here represented here in Halifax. So we have different divisions. We have quick service, fast casual, and casual dining. And we're here very excited to be in Halifax of a growing population and growing industry. And so far, the show has been tremendous for us. So we're looking forward for some more people. Well, franchising is a vote of being deemed illegal, and fortunately it got passed, and we have franchising today, and everything today is being franchised. So any business can be developed to be multiple sites that an individual can own his own business, but will be part of a system. A franchise is being part of a system that is a proven system with support in operations and marketing, and help, you know, menu engineering. There's a lot of marketing aspects that people can't do on their own, and they rely on the franchising. Well, what we try to explain to individuals when they're looking to buy a franchise is that they have to do their own homework. Number one is they need to know, first of all, what they're looking for. We always advise them, if they have never been in the restaurant food industry, to actually take a part-time job in something they like, so they can understand what it is before we proceed in any kind of opportunity. But they always have to look at the franchise business to see what the opportunity is, what is the support what is the system, and what is the what we call the after-sales service that goes with it. So it's great to buy something, but what is behind the product, what is behind the support of this enterprise is crucial in becoming successful. We're really excited. I mean, one of our we have a few different brands in Halifax. One of them is our Baton Rouge. Our franchisee was from Montreal. He moved to Halifax about 6 years ago, and he took over the operations. And he's extremely happy here. And we have a lot of other brands that we're looking to develop here, because just it's my first time here in Halifax. And this morning, I've been very surprised on the amount of individuals, local and also immigrants, that have just gotten here in the last few years, looking for opportunity. And it's an exciting time for Halifax. It's growing, and there's a lot of development. The show is today, Saturday and Sunday. Today we're finishing at 5, but tomorrow the show opens at 11 till 4 o'clock at the Halifax Convention Center. We'll be more than happy to show you around and answer your questions.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.